A hidden gem on national park-managed land was destroyed this week by the devastating wildfires that swept through canyons and valleys in Southern California. NPR's Mandalito Barco visited this locale, which has been seen on TV and in movies, especially in the old westerns.
The fire and smoke finally cleared, and I'm standing on the charred ground overlooking what was once the western town at the Paramount Ranch. What's left sits in a small valley ringed by the Santa Monica Mountains. This has been a popular filming location since 1927, when Paramount Pictures purchased 2,700 acres.
Because it was owned by Paramount, you know, major contract stars came out here. Bing Crosby, W.C. Fields, Mae West, Claudette Colbert.
Mike Malone is a retired ranger for the National Park Service, which bought some of this land in 1980. In addition to being a filming location, it's a national recreation area and open to the public.
These films and movies, TV shows that are filmed outdoors, the landscape and the sets, they become a character in their own. Savannah grasslands, the streams, the craggy mountains and all that, they could make us believe that you're in another country. And so it stood in for China, for the adventures of Marco Polo in 1938. A year later, it became French Morocco as a Foreign Legion set for Beaugest.
The facades of the western town could be seen in the 1990s TV show Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
What brought you out here? How did you know where to come to help us?
I didn't come to help. I came to warn the Indians.
More recently, it was a setting for HBO's Westworld. Today, press and officials will get the first close-up of the damage, but Mike Malone is optimistic that the ranch and the western town will someday have a comeback. Mandalita Barco, NPR News, overlooking the Paramount Ranch in Agora Hills, California.